Welcome to today's episode of Profitable Word by Reverend Francis W. Albing, Lead Pastor, The Keeper's House Chapel International. And now to today's word.
Numbers chapter 27. Numbers 27 verse 1. Then came the daughters of Zelophehad, the son of Hepher, the son of Gilead, the son of Machir, the son of Manasseh, of the families of Manasseh, the son of Joseph. And these are the names of his daughters: Mahla, Noah, Hogla, Milcah, and Tirzah. And they stood before Moses and before Eleazar the priest and before the princes and all the congregation before the door of the tabernacle of the congregation, saying, "Our father died in the wilderness, and he was not in the company of them that gathered themselves together against the Lord in the company of Korah, but died in his own sin and had no sons. Why should the name of our father be done away from among the family? Because he has no son. Give unto us therefore a possession among the brethren of our father." And Moses brought their cause before the Lord. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, "The daughters of Zelophehad speak right. Thou shalt surely give them a possession of an inheritance among their father's brethren, and thou shalt cause the inheritance of their father to pass unto them. And thou shalt speak unto the children of Israel, saying, If a man dies and has no son, then ye shall cause his inheritance to pass unto his daughter." Praise the Lord. We have been talking about prayer the whole month of May. We've spent also a substantial time discussing about company prayer power, or the efficacy of praying together in a company or as a company. Today's service, we are seeing how a man who died without a son almost lost his legacy, his inheritance, and continuity of his name. Because the law at the time did not have room for daughters to inherit their father after his passing. But these five daughters of Zelophehad will not allow that kind of law to continue to disenfranchise them. So they went to Moses and they stood before Moses and Eleazar and before the princes and all the congregation. It was both private and public. Pay attention. And they stood at the door and they said, "Our father died in the wilderness. He was not a rebel. He was an obedient man, aligned with the plan of God, with the program of God. He just died a normal death. And because of that, we have the moral grounds and the spiritual grounds to make certain demands that since our father did not rebel against the Lord, we don't know why we should lose his name and we should not have his inheritance with us." So Moses took their matter to God, and the Lord said to Moses that even though we don't have any law here in Israel that females should inherit their father at his passing, I want you to know that these people have taken a bold step, and they are right. They are not wrong. Somebody say they are right. They are not wrong. They are right. And because they are right, spiritually right, the law must change. Not to disenfranchise anybody, but the law must change to accommodate this group of people who have not been considered by the law. You know, I'm looking at a scripture differently now. Some years ago, I used to preach messages on power must change hands. And this is a very good test for you to preach on power must change hands. But if you really consider the test carefully, you'll find out that the changing of power or power changing hands was not disenfranchising the men. It was rather opening the belly of the law to include the women who were secluded before. Are you with me? This message is important also for us because there are family dynamics here that we have to attend to. And even though it's an Old Testament test, we can bring it into the light and in the light of redemption, glean lessons and make sure that we really, really become blessed. I'm feeling it this morning. I don't think the message will end. But something good will happen to us. A man has died because of a law, an existing law. And also the greatness of the law in terms of it not addressing certain issues. For so many years, daughters had not entered into the inheritance of their father at the passing of their dad. You have to have a son for your name to continue. You have to have a son for your inheritance to pass to them, or else it goes to the state, I mean to family, to brethren and all of that. And the children that you are responsible for never had a stake in it. But these ladies, they said that we don't know what is going to happen, but we are not going to allow this thing to happen to us. I don't know how many people are here who are determined that you are seeing certain trends in life. You are seeing certain laws play out in life. And you are determined that my life will not go through this. Prayer gives you that platform to make that determination. That it doesn't matter how many people and how many generations have suffered a particular thing. I am determined that I'm not going to suffer that same thing. Are you here with me at all? I am determined. I told you some things some time ago. My mother's mother died before 40 or around 40. My mother died around 40. Gruesome death, both of them. And both of them were taking care of their families. The grandma was taking care of her siblings and her mother and all those people. You know, I met the grandma's mother. This great grandmother, she was 100 and something years. In fact, the children of that woman, majority of them died past 80, 90. They don't die, it's like they don't want to die. But these two, that one who was taking care of the family, she was not the first, but she was rich. She died very young. Then her only child, that was my mother, she was also taking care of all the aunties and the granny. She also died around that time. When I went to church and I grew, I said, it's like I also entered into that same position when I was doing that same role. I said, it's like me too. I'll die like that. So I said, no. Knowing what I know in Christ, it will be a foolish death to die like that. I refuse to die like that. And I didn't need to go to a shrine. I didn't need to consult a dunsini or whatever. I had to take my position in Christ and in the place of prayer and say that I refuse to die like my grandmother and I refuse to die like my mother. Are you here with me at all? That can be a law You don't physically see that there's a document from it, but the thing is running. And if you play, it will play with you. This morning, Yasem Tiawa. Say, anything that is not nice in your eyes, don't permit it. It doesn't matter the authority in charge of it. As long as you do not permit it or you do not want it to happen, heaven will move on your behalf. I mean, nobody, you see, and these are very novel steps. Steps that were not known that other people had taken before. The Bible had not recorded that women had taken such a step before. For these people to say that there's a precedence that, Charlie, some women have taken some violent steps, aggressive steps before, so we have the, you know, the foundation of what has been done before, so we can also take those steps. No. No precedence. They were the first to say, we will not allow. You know, most people are emboldened when things have happened before. But faith teaches you not to just wait for precedence before you move, because you can always start a whole new dimension with God that doesn't have history at all. Are you here with me at all? It doesn't have to have history. So that I say that, oh, Pastor Francis has done it before. So and so have done it before. It is not everything that you will draw inspiration from somebody or inspiration from history. You should be able to, as it kicks in, I like women. Because it doesn't matter how a midwife is telling you to push. It is your own push. You don't know how your mother pushed. You can't push like your mother pushed. That push, whichever way, is your own unique push. Am I preaching to somebody here at all? You push the baby out by your own style. You have to get to that level where you say that, this is my position of faith. And I'm going to push to receive my unique result, even though I've not seen it anywhere before. And prayer gives you. So you go to a place, even the intelligent ones have not made it. And you are not considering it. Because you know that the race is not to the swift. Are you here with me at all? And when you see people that sometimes you look up to fail, it's not a reason for you to backtrack and say that, if my auger failed, what am I doing there? Sometimes wood will bring up iron. You didn't hear that one. I said sometimes wood will displace heavy iron. Elisha was going with the sons of the prophet. They said the ass head has fallen into water. Now question is that metal and wood, not wood, stick. Metal and stick. Who should bring who out of the water? But this time around, by faith, stick went down and floated metal up. That means that it must not always follow the construct. It must not always follow how you are being socialized, that men are this, women are this, children of God are this, whatever is this, this one can do this, this one cannot do this. The scripture says, I can do all things. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And prayer gives you that platform to be able to change what your age does not want to accommodate. They can say you are young. You say, I will do. David came to the battlefield. They said, you are too young to fight Goliath. Because this Goliath has been fighting since the days of his youth. David said, it is not a matter of age. It's a matter of position of faith. Faith gives you a place in prayer to be able to make determination of what does not make sense to many people. If it makes sense to you and it's in the will of God, go for it. Can you talk to about two people by your left and right? If it makes sense and it's in the will of God, go for it. And tell them, I'm not waiting for anybody. I'm not waiting for the doctor. I'm not waiting for the expert. I am taking the position of faith in prayer. And I'm going for it. Go for it. Go for it. Prayer gives you opportunity to go for it. The girl said that this law, it does not recognize women, no, but we are born girls, we have the spirit of boys. We are not going to sit down. You have to get to that point where, look, something must tear inside your spirit. Something must come out. Samala kapata. Mimpene. Mintiasye. If you are not careful, you'll be allowing everything around you. Are you here? You get a job, you lose it. This one is going and then something will happen. And then you are there, you are hated, and you are not given any chance. And then it's like, it's not fine. Tell somebody, it's not fine. Yeah. You are losing. Too many things are not going according to the promises of God. You have to rise, say, hey! Rise up. Rise up and approach the door. You know, in the Bible, the door sometimes stood for a place of decision making. You rise up and you approach the place of decision making, spiritual decision making. That tells you that anytime you are in prayer, you are given a voice to contribute to the decision making of heaven. That you have approached Moses and Eliezer at the door and complaining or raising your issue, your petition, that boy, We fetch water for our father. We cannot be here and we don't have any possession. What is the reward for fetching water for our father? Running errands for our father. We deserve something. If you are a Christian, you deserve something. You deserve to have a good health. You deserve to have a good family. Are you here with me at all? You deserve to have children if you so wish. It's not everybody who wants children. But those of you who want children, if you want children, you deserve to have them. If you want marriage, you deserve to have it. Praise the Lord. If you want money, it's not everybody who wants money. Some people want small money, small room, small car, no problem. But if you are here and you desire to have plenty money, you must have it. There is no law in hell or in the market that should forbid you from having what you desire to have if it's in the will of God. No law. You cannot be a tenant all your life. If you desire to be a landlord, you should have it. I've been talking about you are going to bring $1 million. If you desire... Bible says that they that hunger and thirst, they shall be filled. You know, some people have no desire, no expectation. That's why they don't move. But if you desire, if you have expectation that, me too, these nice Chinese cars that are coming, I want to drive, so I want to see how the car feels. Yeah. Mr. Jeto is here. I want to greet Mr. Jeto. Jeto wants to tour with you. They say there is a curse in your family. That curse will remain as long as you have not risen on that curse. This test, actually, if you bring it to the New Testament, it first starts from Romans chapter 10, verse 4. Watch it. In Romans chapter 10, it said, for Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone that believeth. When you believe, the work of Christ has ended every law. Is the end of law. The law that will forbid somebody from accessing righteousness, that law is ended. And Christ himself has become your access into righteousness because you believe. So, whether the curse is a law by demons in your family, once you are in Christ, there is something called an end of the law. People don't marry, people die young. When you are in Christ, once you believe, that law has ended because it ended on the cross with Christ. That's why these people, they came. They did not come to suggest to Moses, oh, They came to Moses and told Moses that, Bramo, Prophet Mo, look, with all due respect, we are telling you, today, we are going nowhere. We must have inheritance out of the possession of our father. We don't know whether you will kill yourself or you will live or we are here. The thing just affected Moses so much that he now entered and asked God. The guys are saying something. What do you think? He said they are right. Even Moses shocked. I'm telling you. When you know your place by faith in prayer, the kind of result you have, even your pastor will be shocked. Some of the anointed people, they will be shocked that you are able to stay in a place of prayer and make demands on heaven, and heaven gives you things. Moses was surprised. And God told him, don't let it just be a surprise. Go and announce that from today, this is the new law. We are enforcers in Christ. The promises that have been given to us, that in Christ are yea and amen. We are the ones that enforce it. How? In prayer. Are you here with me at all? The sickness is that you need to enforce your health. The poverty is on ground. Enforce your prosperity. Without taking steps of faith in prayer to enforce what has been secured in redemption, nothing is going to happen, because the spiritual space does not accommodate neutrality. You must be an active force in that spiritual space by faith. He said, by faith the elders obtained a good report. And one of the variables of faith is prayer in the name of Jesus. What is it? I can't hear you. What is it? Prayer. I'm telling you, you are one of the worst people in this life if you are a Christian and you don't pray. Or if you are a Christian and you don't know what to do with your prayer life. You are one of the miserable people. In fact, you would turn out to be one of the miserable people in this life. Because you will be a servant or a prince, actually. You would rather be a prince walking barefooted in the face of servant riding your horse. Because you don't know how to tell devil, stop right there and get out of that place. Are you here with me at all? That is, this test is showing you how to take your authority. How to what? I can't hear you at all. Are you sleeping on me? It's showing you how to what? Take your authority in every area of life, including the area that you cannot conceive authority can be taken. Look at these people. They never thought that they could just go to, I mean, who even think? Do you know what it took to approach Moses? The man that talks to God face to face. In the Bible, how many people did you see approaching Moses? Mostly Moses was approached from a congregational point. The congregation will be murmuring, we don't have food. Bramo, we don't have food. But for one person to go there, Miriam tried. He became a leper. You don't go to Moses, basa. But these people, they said, no, we have a demand in our heart. Esther said, if I perish, I perish. You have to come to that place in prayer. Are you with me at all? And when you are enforcing, you have to come to the door of the temple, not ready to go back until you have an answer. I think that for many of us, we think that just because you are a child of God and you prayed, everything should be running at your beck and call, at your time and your pace. So you're able to tell God, God, in the next 1 week, if you don't do this, I'm going to have problems with you. You have the right to make the call and make the demand, but you should also have the faith to wait for the manifestation. Your right is to make the demand. His right is to determine when it does happen. That is why when you come to the temple, when you come to the gate of the temple and you pray, you must have the endurance and the stamina to wait. The patience to what? Come on now. To do what? To do what? You need to. So many people, you are just abandoning project. You are praying on your employment, then you abandon it. Then you are praying on contract. Then you abandon it. Then you go and pray, I want to marry. Then you abandon it. Where is your stickability? Stay on the matter. Do what? You have to stay on the matter. Some people, when the thing is preparing them because of time, all situations around the thing. You are praying about your marriage. Maybe your wife is not behaving well. Husband is not behaving well. Then we bump fire. I said, do baby, papa, no, you way here, mommy, no, you way here, no, way jai. Oh, jai, say. I don't understand. Why? Ask somebody, why are you like that? She said, you are moved by what you see. Who is that? Baby, I be who up, bro. The increase in volume and the increase in intensity is a sign that you have hit something. Are you here with me at all? That's why sometimes things want to somersault you. Because your prayer has hit something. So the reaction is what you are seeing. You are praying for a husband that devil has told you is stubborn. When you pray now, nah, you come and you are watching TV now, nah, you switch it off. Why are you happy laughing? Why are you laughing? If it's your job, before you are fasted that, oh, this month I will have promotion. That's when, before you get to work on Monday, after your leave, you, before you go there, now your boss will send you a message when you come see me. When you get in there, everything is telling you is in aberration to what you have gone to pray for. And then you just begin to wonder, wow. Sanity. I'm fat. Said they're more kind of no. These people went and stood there. They said, quiet. We are not going anywhere. Today that we have come, we'll die here. What about us? We are here till thy kingdom come. So you, if you like, stay. We are here. If you like, go and talk to God. We are here. Whichever way, the decision is here. But as for us, we are here. And that's what Elijah did. He went to the top of the mountain. He positioned himself. Until the rain comes, I'm not leaving. You are praying 1 hour prayer. 5 minutes, then you watch your time. It's like five. And you know, when you are like that, 5 minutes becomes a very long time in your eyes. It's not easy, oh. He said, hey, and then pipe the Brahma boy in 5 minutes. I said, Nkoda. I said, oh, Pentimako break, oh, fast to be. And I said, time in here, so much. I said, no. Same way the clock does not move. That's how, like, you are praying, and it looks like. If I prayed for 10 years on this matter, oh. Yeah. It looks like you have prayed for 10 years and it's just 1 month. Then you say, "My bomb pie won't sa, not sa, sa." Hey, mountains don't just move. You have to keep speaking to the mountain. You will move. Are you here with me at all? Please, if it were easy for everyone to enter into inheritance, no one would be poor. You have to know that. Praying to enter into inheritance, overcoming loss, is a special duty you are undertaking spiritually. Yes, it's a special, you have to see it as a special duty. That's why not everyone will be rich. You can be born again, but we use the law to regulate you. You just be average, yeah. When you don't know, chin and media, you're fine. Yeah, you're too about what you get to work or two, I told somebody, I said, you have to pray yourself out of this job you are doing. I've been doing this job for over 10 years. It's for undergrad. Move out. Come out from there.
He was thinking job security. I said, when you come out, you will not die. Start praying. And Chebiana. Octibabio. And almost smile offer bread. He didn't apply for it. Or share offer no. And who said, why not tell us uncle anketing kitty titi? Yes, you say with all your skill and experience, you are employing people who are taking more than you. And you are employing on behalf of somebody. Now we employ any you won't. Me say, why a teller for 10 years? Umre won. And a bob be more bank. A badge keke be dia chepia. The bank is a scanner. Tell a man Oscar. And I only would to tunk of a great draw or tell a ship. Tell her for undergraduate. Why you 3 years for your zero fee? Uncle Anna Mesho. No one start you a starting point. And then tin uncle for baby, you are there now. You won't even school to go up. Not now, I know I jaguda. I said, you old bomb pie now, then pie need come nipa. You will come out from there if you are in the skipper's house. I catch you that you have been teller for more than 5 years. You know that I'm your pastor. You have to move. But what's the point? Point is that you need to get to that place where you are enforcing. You are what? Things don't just move. You know, so they say, Pastor, it's like, you see, we know that the end is victorious. But the reason why you have to pray is that prayer is a process that leads to an end. Praise the Lord. And so when you stay in the place of prayer, you are working out the process that will bring the result to you, and you cannot easily give up. Sometimes when you are praying, I'm sure that when Moses went inside, the people were waiting. And they say, no man. And Moses was saying, God, explain it to me. Oh, explain it to me, because the Israelite, their society was very patriarchal. So to now say that women too can inherit. Wow. Some people were going to come out and say, hey, Moses, who say society? No. I see that you are going to take a step in prayer. It is going to open a door for you to enter. That amen didn't come out at all. I say, I see God creating a space for you. An allowance for you also to enter. Shout a louder amen. This is a typical test that shows how, if you don't belong to the political class or the class, economic class, that has been seized by, you know, in every country there are the rich people, and their children become rich, and then their children become rich, and then once a while, if somebody becomes a schoolmate, you can enter there and whatever. Are you here with me at all? It's just a circle. But this one, God didn't have to push them away. Those who were already making it, he had to open a way to include the women. Are you here with me at all? So I see that God is going to include you. That amen didn't come out at all. In prayer, that God is going to include, like your family, no? And now in your society, the law has just excluded you, but God is going to include you. Without touching anybody, a protocol is going to be set for you because you are in prayer. You see, everybody should have bank statement, this to have visa, blah 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 blah. If you stay in prayer and change the laws governing whatever, your own case can be different. Yeah, they don't need to change the whole law, they just have to alter to accommodate you. Are you here with me at all? When we came here, I said, I always said we'll build in this area. We'll build in this area. Then we bought a land here, behind here. Then anytime we wanted to build, and I just sense that God will just tell me, hold on. But I said, we'll build, and we'll buy properties in this area, plenty. At the time, it looked like this area was made, fully congested. Obiaso area, habia or property, bia and kebetu ya boy, bia iskeni iskafun tom wadi. Then we're there, but because the prayer has been like that, look at what God gave us. And mostly when few people who have had opportunity to see the land God gave us, they just ask, how did you just get a land 1 minute walk from your current place? Like, how did you, how? No, that is prayer opening the belly to accommodate you. Do you understand? The owner was there for some reason. He said that this thing, it has to become another person's own. For some reason, prayer is working. Nobody had to die. You don't have to become anybody's second wife. Do you understand what I'm talking about? God can bring a man from abroad. I'm not talking abroad, from another place. Don't just say, keep us as an MMA Ben or Moa, you know, Utu and Nishemoa, so be our worry. Nyan Nipano Dawa, and Jenny Nyan and also pass, I can't send me TB. What when you are shimus, I say, Mamma no more, and in Yanano. It does all my worry and half in or more bar. Was won't pay the bidder be a bed. From an amendment of one year, my year was yesterday. So, God has to, do you understand? God has to find a way. Please rise. He has to shift the law and accommodate you. He said, Oma, hey, we're divorcing with children. Why in the bewaro? Except you are not in the place of prayer. If you are in the place of prayer, God always has a plan. He can open the belly and accommodate you. Praise the Lord. Come on now, praise the Lord. Also find a way. Sometimes some medical conditions, you know that it is like a predeterminate judgment on something. But you have to be like the daughters of Zelophehad. You go to God, say, God, this one that I'm no longer producing X. This one that they say I have PCOS. They say my womb is one kind way. I can't blah, blah, blah. All these ones, okay, that is medicine talking. But your creator is there. And you can go to him. Because God does not need eggs to give you children. If he wants to give you, what eggs did Sarah have? Hannah, what eggs? Abraham God didn't have sperms. Don't you see what Zachariah said? See, we are dry people. God said, I've planned, I've released the child. Because God can throw it like tennis ball into your body. If God wants Mary to give birth to Jesus without a man, he will find a way to do it. He what? He'll find a way. Just understand that in the place of prayer, God finds ways of doing things. He said, with God, nothing shall be impossible. Sometimes, they will take you off the business, and then I say, why uncle nam? But God is just finding a way of making you a big man. Praise the Lord. How many of you feel God is finding a way this morning for you? Do you find it? Do you feel it?
that he's finding a way this morning for you. Say, God has already made a way for me. One more time. Say, God has already made a way for me. He will not bring me to shame. You know, one thing you need to learn about this test is the fact that God did not allow the ladies to return in shame. Their request left Moses alone. He said, move free, uncle. But God no agree. He said, Moses, these people grant it to them. Praise the Lord. This year you will not end in shame. What's the key? Stay in prayer. Do what? Stay in prayer. Enforce. Make demands. And enforce. Make sure your voice counts in prayer. Don't just say, sorry, I now woke up. Then, when sorry, I now woke up, it means that you have become a product of people's prayerful decision making. Yeah, people have prayed that you should fall in line. That's why you are falling in line. But you have not prayed that others should fall in line for you. So you know you have become like a follow by people who are either on the side of God or even on the side of the devil. They have programmed you for the day. You have been commanded to function in a certain way. But you have not commanded anything to function in a certain way on your behalf. Today that thing has to change. And I pray for grace that that thing has changed in your life. Can you lift up your hands right now and say, Father, I thank you. I thank you for the authority you have given me. I'm not hearing you at all. Say, I thank you for the authority you have given me. That Christ is the end of every law.
That Christ is the end of every law.
Any negative law. Christ ended it. Including laws forbidding me. From accessing my possession. I declare right now. By the power of your spirit. That no law can forbid me. Because I believe in Christ. Therefore this morning. I come in the power.
Of the Holy Spirit.
And I declare right now. Any law. That governs inheritance.
Any law.
That governs possessions. Of what is ahead of me. I stand by the authority. In the mighty name of Jesus. As I pray with the brethren. That law. Is altered. That law. Is altered. Whatever secluded me. I declare right now. Through the blood of Jesus. I am included in the equation. Included in the market. Included in the level of blessing.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Say I am included. Say there is room. I declare right now. A room is made for me. A space is made for me. For my destiny to flourish.
For my household to prosper.
A room is made for me. I pray for my family. We shall not be governed by evil laws.
Forbidden by evil laws.
As I pray right now.
Anything stopping my family.
From inheriting our possession. As I pray now.
I bind that thing.
And I change the law.
In the name of Jesus.
Open your mouth. Pray for your family. Lift your hands and say, Father,
anything that embattled my family,
This morning,
I stand in the authority of the blood.
I stand in the authority of the blood.
And I declare right now. That thing is arrested. I will not follow the pattern. Of whatever followed my father and my mother.
And they are forebears.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
By the authority in the blood.
I change my own course.
My case shall be different.
In the name of Jesus. Take this morning's prayer for. Take it serious. Any law that has been governing people in your workplace before you got there. Father, if it is negative, exempt me from that law.
Amen.
If they all go into losses, open the door for me to go into profit.
Amen.
If every year people die in our workplace and it's a law, Father, change the protocol for me.
Amen.
Please don't joke with what we are doing to this morning. Say in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Some of you are migrants in foreign lands. Whatever negatively happens to migrants, foreigners in that particular land, Father, let my case be different.
Amen.
Let my case be different.
Amen.
If we work with them and they turn against us, or they take what we have built together away from, Father, let my case be different.
Amen.
Are you ready for this thing?
Yes, sir.
Lift your hand, say, Father.
Father,
let my case be different.
Let my case be different.
In the industry and in the land.
In the industry and in the land.
Open your mouth and pray right now.
Shadele
special request. They went to enforce to make a demand on the anointing, make a demand on the power of God. That something ought to change. That something needed to change. Hey, hey, hey! That person in the hospital, make a demand that by the time this day is over, there should be a turnaround. There must be a turnaround. Nobody must die. Hey, Shadaba, your business, your contract must not be terminated. Whatever you are doing, make a demand that the environment will accommodate it. The society will accommodate it. The market will accommodate it. By the power of the Holy Ghost, Shalia Pelia, Isalabataya, that your product, that your business, that your life, let the window be open. Raise your hand and pray. Pray in power. Pray.
Jesus. Oh yes, thank you, Lord.
Don't stop it. Don't stop it. Bible says you shall make a decree and it shall be established. You shall decree a thing and it shall be established. I don't know what kind of decree you want to make. Make a decree on that document. Make a decree on that petition, that request. Make a decree on that business trip you are undertaking. That product you have designed. Make a decree over the market. Make a decree. Sabalikusete isoklepelese. That the work of your hands shall not suffer. The work of your hands shall prosper. Make a decree. Open your mouth and make a decree. Shekalabalagade. Ashakalabalabalabada. Oh, somebody make your decree. Nobody can talk to God more than you can. Talk to the Holy Ghost. Talk to the Holy Ghost. Talk to the Holy Ghost. They say nobody prospers here in the country where you find yourself in as a foreigner. Your case can be different. Make your decree. God, open a window. Open a window. In that industry, women don't do well. Make a decree. God, open a window for me. A window for me. Shakala patala. Open a window for me, Holy Ghost. Open a window for me, Holy Ghost. Open a window for me, Holy Ghost. Shagadia palasasa. Don't stop. Don't stop the prayer. Continue to legislate. Continue to legislate. Change the laws. Alter the laws to accommodate your destiny. May the Lord alter the laws to accommodate your blessings. It has changed from today. It has changed from today. Illa kula veleso. Ashegele melekete. Ashandele kapete. Intola malakapa. You will see manifestation. Instantly. You will see manifestation. By the power of God. Ebelisulaya. That letter you wrote, that email you sent, is receiving results, is receiving answers, is receiving that money you have asked for, that job you have asked for, that opportunity, that market stake, is receiving results, receiving answers. Those babies you want to give birth to, receive it. Receive it. That medical condition, that person you are praying for, receive your result. God answered the ladies through Moses. May the Lord answer you immediately. May the Lord answer you immediately. May the Lord answer you. Ikapata la bakose, Ishala patala, We make our
thank you, Jesus.
We declare it is established.
Amen.
We declare it is established.
Amen.
That property you are selling that nobody is buying.
Oh, yes.
We place a demand on it right now in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
That property you need to go to your next level.
Oh yes, Lord.
We make a demand on it in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
That product you are selling, that product you have designed, that has not gained any traction yet.
Yes.
We make a demand on the market right now.
Amen.
May the Lord create momentum for your product.
Amen.
Create momentum for your product.
Amen.
Create momentum for your business.
Amen.
That business that was collapsed before entered.
Yes.
May the Lord open a window.
Amen.
For that business to be restored.
Amen.
Not only that, let it be a flying business.
Amen.
Let the business begin to fly.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Receive fruitfulness.
I receive it.
We make a demand on your fruits.
Yes, Lord.
May you bear fruits.
Amen.
Everywhere you tend to let there be fruits.
Amen.
Fruit of your body.
Amen.
Fruit of your basket.
Amen.
And I pray. I just sense God said, pray for locations. Pray for people in the market. Whether it's a market, whether you are in a foreign country or you are in a locality that some things don't work. Today, receive a new window.
I receive it.
Receive a new window.
I receive it.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
If there are laws that forbid you from entering into the inheritance, entering into the possession of the place by the authority in the name of the Lord,
yes, Lord.
May a window be open unto
Amen.
You. A window be open unto you. A window be open unto you. I'm not hearing. May a window be open. Those of you watching from abroad, you will get more than what an indigent or a native of the place gets, because the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. They will not say that here in Germany white people don't patronize businesses of black people. Oh, after today, may your story be different. Who is asleep here right now? May your story be different. People marry into your family, or you are married into a family. Once you go in, everything goes down. Once your people marry, everything goes down. Today, a window has opened for you. Your case will be different. Your case will be different. Your case will be different. Brother, you will not marry for your wife to take care of you. Sister, you will not marry and become dependent on your husband. May your hand be sufficient for your destiny. May your hand be sufficient for you. Receive the blessings of the Lord. May the Lord open a window for you. Anything that has blacklisted you, may a new window be open. They are continuing on their journey of misrepresenting you. But today we make a decree. No misrepresentation, no matter how hard they try, shall ever prevail in your life. May the blood of Jesus swallow every accusation, every misrepresentation,
Amen.
Any negative perception
Amen.
That has been sent out there to eat your ability to possess, to eat your ability to progress, to take you out of the inheritance. I pray in the name of Jesus, the blood has canceled all. It is wiped away.
Amen.
Joseph will
will not be seen as a rapist.
Yes, sir.
That perception. Somebody say, by the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
We wipe the floor.
We wipe the floor.
Of every misrepresentation.
Of every misrepresentation.
Every accusation.
Every accusation.
We wipe the table.
We wipe the table.
Of every stigmatization.
Of every stigmatization.
Misrepresentation.
Misrepresentation.
Accusation.
Accusation.
Any negative image.
Any negative image.
Say Joseph.
Joseph.
Like Joseph.
Like Joseph.
That image will not hold
that
again.
That image will not hold again.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Whatever Mrs. Potiphar has said.
Whatever Mrs. Potiphar has said.
That has landed me in jail.
Has landed me in jail.
Now we declare.
Now we declare.
A new season.
A new season.
Lord elect.
Lord elect.
A new cupbearer.
A new cupbearer.
In the palace.
In the palace.
To change the narrative.
To change the narrative.
Elect a cupbearer for me.
Elect a cupbearer for
to
us.
To change the narrative.
To change the narrative.
A cupbearer in the
a
palace.
To change the narrative.
Oh, some people still don't understand the kind of prayer we are praying. Kopala kapata talaka. Joseph, he didn't finish serving his tenure in jail. A woman sent him to jail. He tried to rape me. He went to jail. He was a wife of a big man. Then God elected the cupbearer of Pharaoh, the servant of a bigger man in the palace, to bring him out of jail before the tenure was over. We are not waiting to see what devil's end will be on this matter, what has been predetermined by hell. We are not waiting. In this prayer, we declare as whatever misrepresentation, any kind of wahala he puts you in,
yes,
may God elect men whose voices are more valuable and creditable.
Jesus.
In high places,
my God.
To terminate that process.
Amen.
Who am I praying for here right now? May the Lord give a higher voice.
Amen.
The voice of the cupbearer.
Amen.
In the palace, who speak for you?
Amen.
Who speak for you?
Amen.
Who speak for you?
Amen.
Shout aloud. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Baka, 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 baka. Shakalaka, kaka, 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 bata. Shalakala, bata, kalas. Thank you, Father. Matula kwasele fete. Zekwala kapatash. Seduala kalavata. Shakola bataka. There and there, the daughters received answer. This week you shall receive answers.
Amen.
This month you shall receive answers.
Amen.
This week you shall receive answers.
Amen.
This month you shall receive answers.
Amen.
Use your mouth to say, this week I receive answers.
This week I receive answers.
This month I receive answers.
This month I receive answers.
This second quarter I receive answers.
This second quarter I receive answers.
Unique answers.
Unique answers.
Miraculous answers.
Miraculous answers.
Uncommon testimonies.
Uncommon testimonies.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Expect it. Clap your hands for Jesus. Give some 3 people around you congratulations. Congratulations. Rich man, rich woman, congratulations. Mother of many generations, congratulations. The employee of the year, congratulations. Employer of people, congratulations. The one that has been promoted and marvelously helped by God, congratulations. The one whose help has arrived immediately, congratulations. The ones whose business is blossoming, congratulations. The one who is being celebrated everywhere, congratulations. The man that has been favored by God, congratulations. The one whom the glory of the Lord has broken upon, congratulations. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. He is worthy.
What a mighty God. Thank you, Lord. Clap your hands, bless you.
Be a part of our family on social media at the Keeper's House Chapel International. Visit us at the Testimony Arena, Jefamco Junction, Medina Estate. You can also follow Reverend Francis Albing on all social media platforms. God bless you.